A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, heard a voice of heaven speak to me. Then the voice spoke to me and said, "Go, take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." So I went up to the angel and told him to give me the scroll. He said to me, "Take and swallow it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will taste as sweet as honey." I took the small scroll from the angel's hand and swallowed it. In my mouth it was like sweet honey, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then someone said to me, "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
How sweet to my taste is your promise.
How sweet to my taste is your promise.
In the way of your decrees I rejoice as much as in all riches.
How sweet to your taste is your promise.
Yes, your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors.
How sweet to my taste is your promise.
The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
How sweet to your taste is your promise.
How sweet to my palate are your promises, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
How sweet to my taste is
your promise.
Your decrees are my inheritance forever, the joy of my heart they are.
How sweet to my taste is your promise.
I gasp with my open mouth in my yearning for your commands.
How sweet to my taste. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Who is worthy of all, from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So yesterday we heard about that scroll that God was holding at his throne. Not a squirrel, a scroll. Yesterday someone said, "What, Father, you're talking about squirrels." No, it's about a scroll. So no one could open that scroll, only the Lamb of God who was slain. And this scroll had seven seals. We jumped over that whole story about the seals. But every time when a seal was opened, disasters came upon the world. And after the whole scroll was unlocked, seven trumpets appeared, announcing new calamities. If you have the stomach for it, I would encourage you to read those chapters. You might see similarities between what's described there and what's happening in our world. But it's a lot to swallow. And today we are jumping in right at the moment between the sixth and the seventh trumpet blows. And that moment is like the eye of a hurricane. An eerie silence falls over the earth, and an angel appears, which invites John to eat the scroll that is now opened. Well, that may sound weird, but aren't we eating every day the Word of God, the Word made flesh? In the end, it's not so strange to eat the scroll. Now, this prophecy is completely honest about what happens when we eat the body of Christ, because it doesn't only bring sweetness, it brings bitterness as well. Why? Because the world that has been conquered by Christ is fighting back. The universe is not yet willing to surrender itself to the eternal peace that God wants to bring to us. And much of the bad things that are happening today in our world are in the image of our scriptures, a rebellion of nature against this supernatural peace that wants to establish itself. It's the same rebellion in our hearts that causes jealousy. When we become jealous of the beauty and harmony that we see in another person. Now, it's deeply human to believe that others are blessed and we are not. It's deeply human, but it is flawed. Just read Genesis. Just start at the other side of the Bible. Cain and Abel, you have the whole story. We forget that this blessing that we see in other persons is also happening to us. But if we stick to that false belief, we desecrate the temple that is our own body. That's a big thing. The false belief that others are blessed and we are not. And in the language of the gospel, then we have made the Lord's temple, which is our body. We made it into a den of thieves, of false thoughts that can run around and wreak havoc. Now, the good news is that the Lord will restore this holiness. The Lord will restore this place of prayer that we are, our place where we can have a conversation with God. But it comes with a price, because the stronger we resist, and we do, the more force God needs to apply to break us open and let our true vocation come out. Yes, Jesus said rightly that he did not come on earth to bring a quick peace, because that peace would have let evil exist. An eternal peace and evil cannot coexist. Heavenly fire is needed to burn off that dirt from our souls, to purify us. And the Old Testament gives beautiful images of what that purification says, like silver from the refiner's oven, or wool cleaned by the fuller's lye. It becomes shining white. So with all this, Brothers and sisters, may we have the courage to bear our trials and our chastisements, and all through that help the kingdom of God to be established on earth. And as we place our trust in God, we trust in God completely that He is in charge of our lives. Let us now offer Him our prayers with one voice.
For the bishops of the church and their call to missionary discipleship, may God continue to inspire and strengthen them in their mission. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
For all who hold public office, may God guide them away from corruption and toward the common good. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who suffer from exploitation of any kind, may God console them in their human dignity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here, may the Lord increase our faith and commitment to the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all who have died, may God welcome them into His heavenly kingdom with all the angels and saints. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
This morning, our special prayer is asked for the intentions of Pilar Peña, for whom this Mass is offered. And I ask us to continue to pray for Julie Martinez, who is suffering, who is struggling at this moment. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty Father, listen to the prayers we offer this day and answer them, we ask, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.